Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from John in Cedar Lake, Indiana, and it is about how to improve your run times if you're having a tough time doing that.
Hi, Triathlon Taryn. This is John from Cedar Lake, Indiana. Just wanted to thank you so much for all your wonderful advice. In fact, because of you, my swim and bike have been doing awesome. My run, not so much. I'm having difficulties there. And my question is, do I then dial back on the training for the swim bike, even though things have been going great, and focus on the running? What have you experienced? And also, just wanted to give a quick shout out to my wife, Michelle, for allowing me to do so much triathlon training, if you know what I mean. Thank you, Triathlon Taryn.
Hey, John, thank you for your question. Awesome work on the swim and the bike. I hear you on the run. It is my Achilles heel. Literally, I find that it's very challenging for me to get faster on the run unless I run a lot more. And then when I run a lot more, I tend to get Achilles heel issues, as I'm experiencing right now. So the run is probably one of the more difficult. Well, I would say the swim is the most difficult to improve upon once you get a really good base of it. It's easy to go from, say, in a sprint, a 20-minute sprint swim down to a 13-minute sprint swim. But the run, I find that it's tough to improve because so much of it is biomechanical. If you just have a body that doesn't naturally run, it's often very hard to improve upon that and get like really fast run times because you might not just be set up for it. But you can always improve, especially if you're a beginner, from probably your baseline, your starting point. And I just know that a lot of people listening to this are kind of starting off in their first couple of years of triathloning. So let's assume that you're still at that point of building up overall fitness. How do you approach the swim, the bike, and the run in a cohesive manner to focus on overall improvement? So, yeah, I would agree with you that backing off on the swim and the bike a small amount to focus on the run is not a bad idea. And I'll tell you why. A couple weeks ago when we were in Claremont and we were hanging out with Jesse Kropelnicki and Tim Snow and the QT2 Systems pros, we got to see how Jesse Kropelnicki's entire company builds training plans. And he showed me the system that they use. And one of the inputs that they use for athletes is how proficient are you on the swim, the bike, the run? And from that, they will tailor the plan to each athlete. So he said exactly what you're saying. If there's somebody that is really good in the bike, but not necessarily excellent on the run, they'll maybe back off the bike a little bit and they'll increase the run. So a few things about that. Number one, work on your technique. Make sure that you've got a good technique and you're running, say, lightly. And what I would look for is YouTube search Triathlon Taryn Chi Running or Triathlon Taryn Embarrassingly Simple Key to Running. And both of those videos will give you some good techniques to kind of get you settled into a nice, efficient running stride where you're fighting your body as little as possible. So that'll keep you, like I say, light on your feet, but hopefully injury free. Fair warning, when you first start that, your calves are going to hate you. But once you get through about 3 to 4 weeks of adjusting to that, you'll be a lot faster. Second, I want you to focus on running durability before just going and massively increasing miles, adding additional running workouts. Something that you should be doing is increasing the frequency that you run small little bits and then gradually building up. So in some cases, this means literally just running 5 to 7 minutes every single day in addition to the main runs that you do. So let's say right now you're running once on Sunday and once on Tuesday. On Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, or even Saturday. Yeah, let's live crazy. Let's live dangerously here. Let's say on all the days that you currently aren't running, just run for another 7 minutes. Then what you can do is every single week, bring that 7 minutes up by a couple of minutes. And what this is going to do is it's going to increase the overall frequency that you run, obviously, but it's going to increase the overall mileage that you run in the course of a week. So then when you want to say, go to a Tuesday run, a Sunday run, and a Thursday run, and they're all really good key runs, it's not like you're changing your mileage so much. So that running durability is a really big component of making sure that you're going to stay injury free. On that injury note, be very, very careful. Running is a crackerjack box of injuries, as I've shown over the last few months, that it can sneak up on you. You can go from feeling fantastic one day to boom, injured the next, and having months of recovery ahead of you. So anytime you feel a really serious pain, if you have health coverage to do it, go and see a physiotherapist and make sure that it's nothing serious. It's not even a bad idea to see a physiotherapist before you start running, even while you're feeling healthy, and just saying, can you take me through a mobility assessment and let me know where I have inefficiencies? Hopefully, that mobility assessment will find some inefficiencies, and most people have them. I'll give you a tip. In most cases, it's a glute med because we sit down a lot, and they'll give you exercises to correct those inefficiencies before the injuries happen. So yeah, John, I agree with you. It's not a bad idea to decrease the other sports by maybe 10 to 15%, or maybe just one entire session a week on each of the others, and adding a session on the run to gradually bring that up to the point that you feel proficient in all of them. And then you can balance it out a lot more. You want to get yourself to the point of, as Jesse Kropelnicki says, eliminating as many of the limiters as possible. And it sounds like what you're telling me is running is a limiter for you. So thank you very much for your question, John. And hey, shout out to your wife, Michelle. Without our supportive wives, Sherpas, training partners, husbands, whatever they are, we would not be able to do this. So thank you, Michelle, for letting John do that. If anyone else out there wants their question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee ask. Ask your question there. And while you're doing that, give somebody a shout out like John did with Michelle. You're going to like what we've got. If you click top left on our website at free resources, we've got 7 free downloadable resources that you can get there now. And finally, if you are digging these podcasts, go to iTunes, hit us up with a review. It helps future and aspiring trainiacs find us there. Thank you for your question, John. Shout out to Michelle. We'll catch everyone in the next episode.